الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to the beautiful program Islamic Luminaries. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this is such a beautiful program of Madani channel wherein we will discuss a personality in every new episode. Every new episode we will speak about an Islamic luminary inshallah Azza wa Jal, from whom we can learn so much for our life. We can pick so much up from their lives, from their seerah, from their biographies inshallah Azza wa Jal, because these are our role models. These are the personalities following whom will lead us to paradise inshallah. We will be successful in this world and in the hereafter. But before we get into the topic, let's listen to a fadilat of Durus Sharif. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, the great companion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the role model of judiciary, Amir al-Mu'mineen, leader of the believers, Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has said, إِنَّ الدُّعَاءَ مَوْقُوفٌ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا يَسْعَدُ مِنْهُ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى تُصَلِّي عَلَى نَبِيِّكَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. That the dua remains suspended between the earth and the sky. It does not pass anything. Nothing goes through unless you send supplications and salutations upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, such a beautiful thing we learned, that whenever we make dua, we should just make sure that we recite durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We should recite salutations upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam whenever we make dua, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So our duas can be accepted quicker, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So note this Madani pearl, inshallah, that whenever we make dua, we should send salawat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And apart from that as well, whenever in the day, whenever we have time, keep reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So today's topic as well is regarding the narrator of this narration, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the second Khalifa of Islam. On page 74 of the book Karamat al-Sahaba, it is a publication of Maktabat al-Madinah, the publication department, the publication home of Dawat-e-Islami. Yes, Dawat-e-Islami has its own shawbah, has its own department of publication of books. Subhanallah, there's numerous departments. One of the beautiful departments is Maktabat al-Madinah. So Sheikh al-Hadith Allama Maulana Abdul Mustafa Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned that Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu sent Sayyiduna Sariya radiyallahu ta'ala anhu towards the land of Nahwand. And what happened there? What was the reason of sending? It was to protect the Islamic boundaries, to protect the religion of Islam. And he was designated as the commander-in-chief. He was the leader of the entire troop. Sayyiduna Sariya radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was in this task which he was given, and he was against the enemies of Islam. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu suddenly ordered, whilst delivering a sermon, during his khutbah, during his speech in Masjid al-Nabawi, he said, Ya Sariyatul Jabal, O Sariya, beware of the mountain. Sariya, turn your back towards the mountain. The people present in the masjid were amazed at what's happening. All of a sudden, sitting in Madinatul Munawwara, giving khutbah, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, O Sariya, beware of the mountain. O Sariya, look at the mountain. O Sariya, be careful. Allahu Akbar. For Sariya radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was hundreds of miles away. He was very far away. So it was a situation of shock and astonishment for the people. What happened to Amirul Mu'mineen? Why is he calling out to Sariya? Allahu Akbar. The confusion dispelled when a participant of that troop came back and said that we were in our task, and yes, there were enemies coming from the side of the mountain, and we heard Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu making us aware about the threat which is coming from that certain direction. We were saved from a defeat due to the announcement of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, which he made hundreds of miles away in Madinatul Munawwara, and we heard it. And Hazrat Sariya reacted accordingly. And Alhamdulillah, we were saved from a defeat. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. This was the outcome of the announcement of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu from Madinatul Munawwara, and Sayyidina Sariya and the troop listening it miles away, and ultimately saving the Muslim troop from a defeat, and the enemies of Islam being defeated and making a Muslim victorious. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, this was the second Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, such a great companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You know, from this waqia itself, we learn many things. Just from this narration itself, there's so many things for us to learn. That Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu observed the battlefield from Zawfa. Yes, that proves, isn't it? That's how did Amirul Mu'mineen come to know that there is a threat there where I have sent Sariya, which is hundreds of miles away. So this was a miracle of Sayyidina Farooq Azam, that he saw it from hundreds of miles away and he advised them to act accordingly. Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu's voice reached there. Another miracle. Okay, he announced, he observed, that's another miracle and so. But the second thing in this is that his voice even reached. Another miracle is that the voice was reached and the voice was heard. So those who heard the voice, they were also miraculous, subhanallah azza wa jal. What can we say about those who are the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? They're undoubtedly the shining stars by virtue of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A memorable victory was given to the Muslims. The Muslims were victorious, and undoubtedly this was due to the karamat of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now the second Khalifa of Islam, let's learn about him a little bit. And we should know this. If you have children in the house and they're not sitting with you, call them inshallah. Let the children watch this. They should know who are our role models, who are the Islamic luminaries, who should be our mentors. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The second Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's kunniya is Abu Hafs, and his title is Farooq-e-Azam. According to a narration, in the 6th year of proclamation of prophethood, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the 40th person to embrace Islam. In fact, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam by virtue of the supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was an outcome of the dua of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was blessed with iman and he became a Muslim. By his accepting Islam, by him becoming a Muslim, the Muslims became very pleased and they got such a great support that the noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam offered salah publicly in congregation with the Muslims inside the sacred haram. Subhanallah, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu remained engaged in the Islamic expeditions against the enemies and becoming a majestic warrior and becoming a great pillar and support for the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu contributed in all Islamic campaigns and in all strategic decisions of war and peace of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as a faithful minister and a comrade. The first Khalifa, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, nominated Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the Khalifa after him. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu executed all the responsibilities of Khilafat, of Caliphate, marvelously, and proved to be the worthy successor of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. One of the wicked disbelievers named Abu Lulu Firoz, a fire worshipper, attacked Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu with a dagger during Salatul Fajr. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu succumbed to the fatal injury. He was injured very heavily and embraced martyrdom. Allahu Akbar. On Sunday, the 1st of Muharram al-Haram, 24 Hijri, this great companion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was buried beside Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who had been resting beside the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam underneath that beautiful, marvelous, majestic Gumbad-e-Khazra, the green dome. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on them and may we be forgiven for their sake. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar and Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, both were bestowed with special and distinctive nearness, closeness, proximity to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in their worldly life, and subhanallah, after the worldly life as well, meaning in the mazar as well, they're together underneath the green dome, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, next to him Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and next to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The shayr beautifully says, Mehboob Rabb Arsh hai, is sabz kubbe mein, pehlu mein jalwa gahe, atiko umar ki hai, saadain ka kira hai, pehlu maah mein, جرمٹ کیے ہیں تارے تجلی کمر کی ہے. سبحان اللہ عز و جل, میں اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی grant us the blessings of سیدنا عمر and سیدنا ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. Another beautiful devotee has said it so wonderfully that حیاتی میں تو تھے ہی خدمت محبوب خلق میں, حیاتی میں تو تھے ہی خدمت محبوب خلق میں, مزار اب ہے قریب مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا. That even in his lifetime, he was there at the service of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And now too he is right next to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. After Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the most eminent of all the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is a paragon of excellence and miraculous wonders. In addition to other special attributes of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah azza wa jal made him more distinguished than others by conferring upon him several wonders. Yes, he was an embodiment of several miracles and several wonders. Since the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's era to the present time, there has been no disagreement among the true believers regarding the validity of karamat, miraculous wonders. All have been unanimous upon this opinion that the blessed friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are blessed with miracles, are blessed with karamat. Subhanallah, the miracles bestowed upon the Prophet alayhi wasallam are called mu'jizat, and the miracles, the outstanding and supernatural actions which are done by the awliya and by the sahaba are called karamat. In English, for both, the word is used miracles, but the term for anbiya-i karam's miracles is mu'jizat. Mu'jiza is singular, mu'jizat is plural, and the miracles which are done by the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, other than the Prophets alayhi salam, the Sahaba, or the Awliya Allah, those are called Karamat. Singular is Karamat and plural is Karamat. So the Islamic scholars are unanimous upon this opinion that the honorable companions of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam are the most eminent and distinguished Awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all the Sahaba-i-Karam are Awliya Allah as well, of the most highest degree. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will see this friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, how majestic he was and how his marvelous activities took place, how his wonders took place. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Have you imagine someone talking to a river? Yes, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has done that. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Allama Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned a famous incident, inshallah Azza wa Jal, which I shall be quoting to you, that Sayyidina Amr bin As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was questioned, "O our chief, there is a custom regarding our river Nile that it does not flow until we perform it." He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked, "What is that?" They replied, "We take a virgin girl from her parents, adorn her with an elegant dress and beautiful jewelry, basically make her like a bride and throw her into the river Nile." Sayyidina Amr bin As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, "It can't be possible at all where Islamic teachings prevail and Islam abolishes such sort of customs. Islam abolishes such sort of rituals. It can't be done." People came, they said, "Ya Sayyidi, this is the matter. And we have to do it." So Sayyidina Amr bin As says that no, this cannot be done. Thus, that practice was abandoned, the flow of the river became slower and slower and slower, and ultimately the people intended to migrate from that place. Noticing this, Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu wrote down the entire situation to the second Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In its reply, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wrote, "You did right. You did right to abandon those customs. You did right by prohibiting them. You did right by stopping them. So, what's the result now?" So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, "There is a piece of paper enclosed with this letter. Put it into the river Nile." Meaning in the letter, within that letter was another letter which was instructed to Sayyidina Amr bin As to take this piece of letter and put it in the river Nile. When the letter reached Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he took out that paper, he took out that piece, and as he was instructed, he put it in the river Nile. And what was written in that paper, subhanallah, "O river Nile, do not flow if you flow of your own accord. And if you flow with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I supplicate to Almighty Allah azza wa jal to make you flow." Meaning, if you flow with your own wish, then don't flow. But you flow with the wish of Allah, and I supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you flow. Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu put that piece of paper into the river Nile. Within a night, the water level rose by 16 yards and the custom was completely abolished in Egypt. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. A poet beautifully says about the companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, "Chahe to isharon se apne kaya hi palit de duniya ki, ye shaan hai khidmatgaron ki, sarkar ka alam kya hoga." That if they want, they can just with their gesture turn everything upside down. They can change everything in miraculous ways. But then he describes it. Who? These are the servants of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. These are those who are in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. These are those who are the companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then imagine the capability, the capacity, the marvelousness of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst the true lovers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Amirul Mumineen Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to visit the grave of a pious young man and said, "O man, Allah azza wa jal has said, 'Waliman khafa maqama rabbihi jannatan.'" Translation of Kunzul Iman. "And for one who fears to stand before his Rabb are two gardens. Tell me, O young man, what is your condition in the grave?" That pious young man replied loudly two times from inside the grave by calling out the name of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, "Qad a'taanihima Rabbi azza wa jalla fil jannah. Qad a'taanihima Rabbi azza wa jalla fil jannah." That yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with two gardens in Jannah. Subhanallah azza wa jalla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon them and forgive us without any accountability for their sake. But what we learn here is that subhanallah azza wa jal, with the power given to Sayyidina Umar by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was blessed to talk to the dead. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu spoke to a person who was inside his grave. "Tell me a situation." And he mentioned the situation to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Speaking is one thing, but then that man heard it as well. That man replied as well. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard that person's response as well. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true love of the companions alayhimur ridwan. There's so much more to speak about this great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There can be episodes and episodes on the topic of the biography of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But what's important here is that we get at least some recognition about that. We get educated to this extent that at least we can teach our children that, look, these are the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our children nowadays know the names of full teams. Yeah, they know the names. Who is in so-and-so team? Who is in so-and-so club? They will tell you, okay, these are the players. This was the captain in 1950. This was the captain in 1970. That was the captain. Currently, this one is the captain in so-and-so World Cup, so-and-so team won, and so-and-so World Cup, so-and-so team won. Our children know all this. You know, if there is a ticker running on the screen, they'll be able to read everything fluently. But ask the children, do you know who Sayyidina Umar is? Ask the children, do you know who Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is? Ask the children who Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu is? Ask the children who Ali radiallahu anhu is? Many a times it would be seen that the children are unable to mention. Maybe bits and pieces here and there, they might be able to say something, but they do not know. Well, these are the luminaries, these are the personalities. Our children should know them properly. Because once our children know them properly, they will realize, not only children, even us, yeah, many adults may also not be knowing. But it's never too late to learn. We can learn now too. Madani Channel is giving you this facility. Alhamdulillah. Every program of Madani Channel is filled with knowledge and information which is needed and required for us. Let's watch. Inshallah ta'ala, it's never too late. So we should know these personalities. Once we know these personalities, then only we will admire their activities. And we will know what the true purpose of life is. The true purpose of life is the pleasure of Allah and His blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The true purpose of life is to work hard in such a way that we can, inshallah, become the coolness of our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's eyes. Meri zindagi ka maqsad tere deen ki sarfarazi. Main isi liye musalma, main isi liye namazi. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Islam is the way.